AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Venezuela sworn in Delcy Rodriguez as interim president, while in New York, Nicolas Maduro entered a not guilty plea to federal drug trafficking charges. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz defending the U.S. raid on Venezuela and arrest of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife.
If the UN and the United Nations in this body confers legitimacy on an illegitimate narco-terrorist and the same treatment in this charter of a democratically elected president or head of state, what kind of organization is this?
If the kidnapping of a head of state, the bombing of a sovereign country, and the open threat of further armed action...
Speaking through a translator, Venezuelan Ambassador Samuel Moncada...
...are tolerated or downplayed, the message sent to the world is a devastating one, namely that the law is optional.
Also weighing in, Danish Ambassador to the UN, Christina Lassen.
The inviolability of borders is not up for negotiation.
Denmark has jurisdiction over the mineral-rich Greenland, which President Trump has repeatedly said he wants to take over as well. I'm Julie Walker.
Activists say the death toll surrounding protests in Iran has risen to at least 35, and the government's lowering the number of vaccines recommended for children.
The Health and Human Services Department now says immunizations like the flu shot are no longer recommended, but instead up to family choice. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the move protects kids, respects families, and rebuilds trust in public health. Medical experts, though, say overhauling the federal vaccine schedule could lead to fewer kids getting important shots and more disease. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Encouraging news for an endangered whale.
One of the world's rarest whale species is having more babies this year, but experts say many more young are needed to help stave off extinction. The North Atlantic right whale's population numbers are an estimated 384 animals and is slowly rising after several years of decline. The whales have gained more than 7% of their 2020 population. Researchers have identified 15 calves this winter, but the species still needs approximately 50 or more calves per year for many years to stop its decline and allow for recovery. The whales give birth off the southeastern United States every winter before migrating north to feed. The whales are vulnerable to collisions with large ships and entanglement in commercial fishing gear. Advocates are pushing for stronger laws to help protect against those threats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
With more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.